This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And happening this Saturday, it's the Umpqua Brew Fest, and a bit of a change this year. Obviously, an evolving event. Casey Hovick in, and how many years has this been going on?
We started in 2010, so this will be our 12th Brew Fest because we didn't have any during the pandemic.
And this year, you've kind of rolled in as part of Blocktoberfest.
Absolutely. We're really excited. Last year was the first ever Roseburg Blocktoberfest. It was very successful, attracted thousands. At the Brewfest, usually we get hundreds, so there'll be a lot more people. We just love working with NeighborWorks Umpqua and the folks at Blocktoberfest and Heshmoto. It's just going to be a fabulous day.
Yeah, to have essentially three events, really just kind of a downtown full of activities. I mean, five stages with music and other things going on, including a family stage and lots of fun activities. And Brewfest as a part of that. So talk about, as people come downtown, where do they find Brewfest?
Brewfest will be on Jackson Street and on Main Street. On Main Street, it'll be behind Old Soul Pizza near the Umpqua Outback stage, as well as over by the State Farm building where they're doing the mural. On Jackson Street, they'll have a couple places out front. It's going to be clearly marked. We'll have over 42 taps of beer, cider. We'll also have wine. Everything, anyone participating in the alcohol will need to purchase a commemorative mug that we have and tokens, and we'll be able to taste or even get full glasses of beer, of their favorite beer or beverage.
So they can come to either of those places, do that, and then kind of go from there.
Yes, they'll be able to go to all the stages except for the family stage. We'll have some areas that are very clearly marked off where alcohol isn't permitted, but they'll be able to walk around, taste the beer, listen to the music, celebrate the festivities.
So talk about the beginning of this. What was the idea behind doing Umpqua Brewfest originally?
Well, it's all about the water. We started in 2010 as a way to raise money for our environmental education program. We've had AmeriCorps in all our local schools for the most part. At UCC, we've taken kids up to Crater Lake and to Twin Lakes, and just to give people an appreciation, an understanding of how important our rivers and our watersheds are to our community.
And tell us more about Umpqua Watersheds if somebody's not familiar with that.
Umpqua Watersheds was started in 1995 as an environmental conservation organization. We work with the public agencies to preserve, protect, restore land. We work with several partners in the process. We really focus on the environmental education and outreach, and whenever possible, to focus on our greatest common denominator, which is our community and our watersheds. How can we have a livable community, and how can we protect and celebrate it?
Now, you mentioned over 40 taps of beer, so that's from this area and beyond. Is it all in Oregon?
All in Oregon. All the local brewers are represented except Cantu. They weren't able to participate this year, so they're all bringing beer. We've got our friends at Bigfoot Beverages and Western Beverages and an Nkasi trailer there with all kinds of different beer. If you like beer, some type of beer will be there that you'll really enjoy. We'll also have cider from Band and Rain, and we'll have wine from local wineries.
You know, the craft brew phenomenon in Oregon is four decades old, and I was in Portland when the first McMinimums opened, and that was really kind of part of that, at least in a bigger fashion. And I remember at the time, you would, a typical glass of beer would be X amount of money, but the craft brew that McMinimums had then was quite a bit more. And I remember I was 20 something, and I was like, why would you do that? And then I tasted one, and I'm like, oh, this is a lot different. Nothing wrong with the other, but this is just a different level of beer. And it's interesting to watch all the local folks that make beer, how creative they get some of the ingredients and some of the angles.
Yes, I forgot to mention our friends up at the Umpqua Valley Brewers Guild will also be bringing at least three or four different types of beer, and many of our craft brewers got started through the Umpqua Valley Brewers Guild. So it is a craft, but what I've enjoyed over the last 10 or 11 years that I've been involved with Umpqua Brewfest is working with our local brewers and our distributors and understanding that all these are families that are doing these, having these businesses that are really vital businesses to our community to add fun and entertainment and great beer and bring in food as well.
Yeah, it's a fun phenomenon, and certainly one of those sort of Oregon distinctives that gets us a lot of attention on the national stage. So people can come down. Again, tell folks where you're going to be at.
We'll be on Main and Jackson, the main area, so it'll be three ticket booths. The stages are going to be spread out. There'll be maps that people can look at and find out where all the breweries are, where all the entertainment is, and what type of entertainment is being played on each of the stage at what time.
And, you know, I was talking to one of the organizers yesterday. A lot of effort from a lot of different organizations and a lot of people has gone into this, you know, making it a bigger, even bigger event than last year.
Yes, I just want to give a big shout out to Christy Reifenbach. She's our head person that's led up the Blocktoberfest and done a wonderful job, as well as RJ Mills and Erica Mills from RJ from North 40, Erica from NeighborWorks Umpqua. We've got a crew of 8 to 10 people that have been on the community, on the committee, planning this for months now.
Yeah, and I know, and a lot of you guys are going to be downtown at about 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. My wife and I will be spending the night in a motorhome downtown watching the Ninkasi trailer and the Western Beverage trailer, because they'll be down tonight, and just to be ready to hit the pavement at 6 a.m. because there's a lot to do to get ready for it on Saturday morning.
Now, keep in mind, with all of that going on, people need to remember, because you're going to be walking around the whole downtown core area, you're going to be parking not on any of those streets, but on, yeah, I mean, you've got the adjoining streets. You've got parking lots that are available because they don't get as much use on the weekends from different things that are closed. So there's a lot of options there, and it's not going to be that big of a deal to just have a little walk in the mix as well.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. It is free parking anywhere except on Main and Jackson where the event is taking place. And, yeah, you can park anywhere in the city parking lots or near the courthouse or any adjoining streets, and it'll be great to get out and walk because it's going to be a beautiful day and we've got lots of things going on all over downtown.
All right, Blocktoberfest and the Umpqua Brewfest. Casey, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.